Okay. All right. On the KSRO live line with us this morning is the chief of the Board of Supervisors, Shirley Zane. And I didn't know until a couple of hours ago that we shared a birthday on December 15th.
You know, I remember we talked about it when we were downtown for the big event in Courthouse Square, the celebration that with the firefighters.
Yes. And that's right.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly, and then I was just reminded about it today. And then Steve Jackson, too. So we all three of us share a birthday today. Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
happy birthday, Pat.
Thank you very much, and the same to you, Shirley. And also, I just want to mention that Bill Bowker, a very locally known for a long time broadcaster in Sonoma County, it's his birthday today, too.
Yeah, well, it must be entertainment people.
Well, or it's folks with a big mouth. No offense, Supervisor Zane.
That's okay.
But there are some serious things to talk about, and we've been talking about the Cal OES review this morning, and about the alert system, the alarm system that did not sound off for us during the fires. This is, you know, this is really started. We started talking about it just a few hours probably after the fires. And this is something you asked for from Cal OES, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I wanted some independent review. Of course, the board all felt that way, and I asked the county administrator, and the board agreed that we needed to get something as fast as possible. And, you know, we were looking at other cities that had gone through disasters, but in the end we thought, well, we've got this, you know, Cal Office of Emergency Services, which is actually out of the governor's office. We could just ask them if they had experienced people who could do this. Of course, they have experienced people, and they said, yes, they do this all the time, and they would absolutely do it. But we want the results done by the end of this year because we don't want to make people wait, you know.
And that's only 2 weeks from now, so that would be a quick review.
Yes, no, we're really expediting it, and I can tell you that they aren't on campus interviewing people. And, you know, as I said in the paper, you know, given this fire and the ferociousness of it, it's amazing we didn't have a lot more people that died. And I think that was because of the neighbors.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, the first responders that ran out and risked their lives and knocked on doors. But for me, you know, 24 is still 24 too many. And the goal is there's zero fatalities. And so there needs to be some redundancy in how we contact people in an emergency. And that means that, you know, cell phone towers come down.
Yeah.
Technology doesn't always work. People turn their cell phones off, you know, all those things. And then you have hearing impaired people, too, that we really haven't talked that much about. And then seniors who don't move very quickly. So we have to have a system that meets the needs of everybody, and for those people who are going to have more difficulty evacuating, that's where they really depend upon their neighbors and their friends to say, you know, to get them out.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people did that, too.
Well, I think if there's one thing we can all agree on as far as the alert system goes, it's that we can do better than we did.
Oh, yeah, no, I think we all agree on that. There were several different systems that got alerted, and there was kind of this, you know, rollout throughout the night as the fires became more and more ferocious. But, you know, we probably needed a siren, you know, and again, the first responders going into the neighborhoods and knocking on the doors was a huge part of that,
It was, and, you know, those are the folks that really had other things to do that night. Had they not had to do that kind of notification, you know, that would have been great. But, you know, the only thing we can do is move forward in a better fashion. So I'm glad you're focusing on that.
You know, and the national alert system, as we call it, the WEA, you know, that is clearly inefficient, and that's why we've had our senators speaking up and saying, you know, from California, you know, and the fires also in Southern California. And I've talked to my friend Janet Wolf a few times, who is a Santa Barbara commissioner, a supervisor, and the national people agree that that system, too, needs to improve greatly. So now that the FCC is done doing what they're doing with our Internet, unfortunately, they now can put their energy onto improving the national emergency system. And that's what we're hoping they're going to do.
Well, we've heard enough of the tones over the years. I know I broadcast way too many of them without there being any meat to it. So it would be nice to see that change, too.
Yeah. And being able to target it more, I guess, is important. I mean, I know there was gridlock all over the county by the time it was 4 o'clock in the morning. But the truth is this fire, you know, started hitting us so fast and so quickly. And a lot of people have heard that figure that it basically was going the length of a football field every single minute.
Yeah.
And traveling at 200 feet a second.
Yeah.
So that is something that you run for your life from, you know. And I'm really worried about this weekend, too, because I know we still need some more rain and it's dry and it's windy. We can't be careful enough.
There are going to be some frayed nerves, and that's just the way it is right now. And so, yes, we keep telling people, you know, take note that these gusty winds are probably, you know, going to make the hair on the back of your head stand up, because we are still on edge about it. But the best thing we can do is be mindful and make sure we don't use anything that causes a spark anywhere outside.
Yeah. No, I was reading kind of the do's and don'ts and, you know, about not mowing grasses right now.
No.
I know. And then, well, you know, I'm on the Air District Board. We've had a lot of spare the air days because we have these cold nights and that particulate matter is really harmful to our health. It sits in the air. Still smelling fires in terms of wood burning in fireplaces when I go outside in the evening. So I really want to also announce that it is against the law to burn wood in your fireplace on a spare the air day.
That's right. And as you said, we've had a succession of them.
Yes.
And of course, the only exemption is if that's your only mode of heat in the house.
And you do have to get an exemption. And we don't have a lot of them, actually, because most of our district in Sonoma County are in urban districts where we have other sources of heat. But I guess my concern also is that I think it's a bit traumatizing for people to smell that.
No question.
And so if people could really maybe be considerate of their neighbors right now and the losses in our community and think about maybe that they wouldn't have fires in their fireplace for just at least this year out of consideration and respect for those people who lost everything.
Well, I suggest that this weekend and through the rest of the winter, we just decide to move in a little closer to each other.
I think that is happening, and I think that is an excellent point. It was something I was making as I spoke to the doctor's group for Sutter the other night, that what healing does not take place in isolation.
It takes place
together, and we need to stay together. And I made a very urgent plea to the doctors, please don't leave us. You know, your patients are concerned. We want you here. We're going to do everything we can to rebuild as fast as we can so that you have homes and we can all rebuild our lives here.
And one quick question for you before we go, Shirley, and that is, what does a Shirley Zane birthday dinner look like?
Well, it involves at least four of my bestest girlfriends.
Very good.
And there is going to be some theater involved also, because I'm a great lover of the arts, and a lot of people know my stepdaughter is an actress, and just got her MFA in theater back east, and
nice.
Now working at being an actress in there in Brooklyn, New York. So I go to the theater whenever I can, and so there's some good stuff going on out there right now. So it's going to be a lovely dinner with my bestest friends and then a chance to go out to the theater as well.
Well, for me, it's simple. Just crab, local, of course, and steak. So that's it.
Oh,
that's all I want.
Steak.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I like that. That
All right.
sounds
Well,
great.
Next year we'll get together and combine the two, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to you, Supervisor
Thank
Zane.
You. And happy birthday to you too, Pat.
Thank you very much. That is Supervisor Shirley Zane on KSRO. Number of subjects to cover through the end of the year.